There's a new blood test that predicts the risk of a heart attack. A study indicates it is at least as good as conventional cholesterol tests, but heart experts do not agree about who should get the test and what doctors should do with the results. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Few Americans know about CRP. It stands for C-reactive protein. Some doctors think it may be as important as cholesterol.
We're not at the point yet where most patients are asking for this or aware of this, but it's quite possible in the near future that many people will be asking to know what their CRP is, or they'll be as cognizant of their CRP level as they are of their cholesterol.
That's Dr. Robert Bono. He's president of the American Heart Association. He says heart specialists are excited about CRP, but they're not quite sure how to use it.
What's unclear at the present time is, should everybody be using it, and should every patient or every healthy person have this measurement done to assess risk? And this is where we need some guidelines to identify when and in whom to use this test.
The Heart Association is finalizing those guidelines now, along with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the American College of Cardiology. They've been heavily swayed by the work of Dr. Paul Ridker and his colleagues at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.
Most physicians still rely almost completely on cholesterol levels. We need to move beyond cholesterol to really get at this disease.
That's because about half the people who go on to have heart attacks have normal or even low cholesterol levels. CRP and cholesterol tests are measuring very different things. Cholesterol signals how much people's arteries may be clogged with a substance called plaque. But the problem arises when the plaque becomes inflamed.
It turns out the inflammation, which is what CRP is detecting, is really what's driving the vulnerability of that plaque. It's when that plaque ruptures that we have a heart attack or a stroke, but the inflammation is actually triggering the fatal response.
A high CRP level indicates that dangerous inflammation. Small studies indicated CRP would be useful, so Ridker's group did a big study of healthy middle-aged women. It appears in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. They asked, would CRP predict as well as LDL, so-called bad cholesterol, which women would have heart attacks?
This study of 28,000 women followed for 8 years was really done to address that issue. And the overall finding of the study is simply that the CRP levels perform better than LDL cholesterol and add to our traditional methods of predicting risk.
Ridker says doctors shouldn't stop measuring cholesterol. He says they should start doing CRP tests to detect the 25 or 30 million Americans who have high CRP levels but low to normal cholesterols. But widespread screening is not a simple issue. The cost of the test is only about $15, but Lori Mosca, a heart specialist at Columbia University, worries that cardiologists will be tempted by CRP results to perform too many additional tests and prescribe too many drugs.
I think that there is a place for selective screening. My bigger concern is that we still don't know yet whether or not if we lower C-reactive protein, we can actually reduce our risk of a heart attack.
Ridker, the champion of CRP, agrees. That's why he's mounting a large study comparing people with high levels of CRP who get treated with drugs and those who don't. It will be a few years before he knows if lowering CRP results in fewer heart attacks, just as lowering cholesterol does.
In the meantime, we have an opportunity to tell patients, hey, your risk's higher than I thought. I think that going back to the gym, losing a few pounds, getting rid of the cigarettes is absolutely critical for you. You're at higher risk than I previously thought.
Americans are going to be hearing more about CRP. Recent research shows the test also predicts who's likely to develop type 2 diabetes. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.